Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome once again to Toon Jam.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, it is that time of the year again in which we do festive episodes and get very Christmassy and festive-y.
Happy holidays, Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, holidays, Christmassy.
To whatever you celebrate, we are here to talk about festive fun. And today we are covering Black Dynamite, the most festive of all.
Yes, we've gotten extremely festive.
Yeah, we started with G.I. Joe.
Yeah, and you were like, how can they get more festive than that? That's basically it. The military is the highest of festive occasions.
Yeah, so obviously it's all downhill from there anyway. Yeah. But yeah, this is Black Dynamite. We have done a Christmas episode of it, so it's called A Crisis for Christmas, or the dark side of the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
So there you go. Just to tell you a little bit about Black Dynamite, if you don't know already, it is an American adult animated television series based on the 2009 film of the same name, although the series follows a separate continuity with some back references to the film. The series was announced shortly after the release of the film. The 10-minute pilot episode was released on Adult Swim Video on August 8th, 2011, and the full series premiered on Cartoon Network's late-night programming block Adult Swim on July 15th of 2012. It ended on the 10th of January 2015, and a total of 20 episodes were made. Most episodes of the show were rated TV-MA, akin to the R rating of the movie itself. For bloody stylized violence, strong sexual references, including nudity, references to prostitution and depictions of sex acts, profanity and humour derived from racism and discrimination. I mean, it's ticking all the boxes really, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it missing anything there? Sorry. Like, how do you get an R rating?
I mean, it only gets TVMA because it's on TV.
Is that the R for TV, basically?
Yeah, so yeah, it's TV mature.
Mature, yeah. I thought there was an R for TV. Smooth ending.
That's it. That is the one.
Yeah, it's good.
Michael Jai White, Byron Mins, Tommy Davidson, and Kim Whitley reprised their roles as Black Dynamite, Bullhorn, Cream Corn, and Honeybee, respectively. Throughout the first season and second season, Cedric Yarbrough also reprised his film role as Chocolate Giddyup, along with Jimmy Walker Jr. as a restaurant owner, Roscoe, and Arsenio Hall, thank you, as Tasty Freeze. It was produced by Ars Nova, John Steingart, Carl Jones, and Gillian Apfelbaum are executive producers, with Brian Ash as co-executive producer. Scott Sanders, White, and Mins are producers. And Monica Jones is associate producer. Lee Sean Thomas is creative producer and supervising director. The original music is by Adrian Young, who also composed the score for the film. For season one, and Fatin Ten Horton for season two. So there you go. Bit of crew information there for you that you probably just went in one ear and out the other. Apologies for that. But yeah, so 20 episodes, two seasons.
Mm, that's good.
Based on the film.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched it before?
I want to say I have. I don't actually remember. I've seen the film for sure.
Yeah, I've seen the film.
I know this was out and about at a time when I was watching a lot of Adult Swim stuff, but I can't actually recall a full episode. So maybe not. Maybe not. It slipped under the radar for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same for me. I've seen the film, but never actually got around to watching the series.
Mm.
So I was interested to visit it. I've not seen the film in ages.
Yeah, yeah.
And only once.
Yeah, I think I've only seen it the once.
Yeah, but it is, you know, I enjoyed the film.
Yeah, yeah, I was a fan of that.
Yeah,
Michael Jai White as well. Fan of his works.
Absolutely, it has a lot of interesting cast members as well.
Mm.
In this episode alone, we had good old. I'm trying to find his name now, and it's going to annoy me because he's, you know. Fry from Futurama, Billy West. Thank you. I can't find it here. But yeah, Billy West is in this episode. But there's a lot of big names if you kind of look through the list. You know, people like Phil Lamar,
nice.
John DiMaggio,
nice.
You know, kind of names. But there's also, you know, even bigger names. Samuel L. Jackson,
yeah,
is in it. Charlie Murphy.
Oh, nice.
He pops up at some point. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yeah. Mel B.
Really? That's so weird.
Yeah. All sorts of different characters in there. But yeah, an interesting one. We've not done an Adult Swim in a while, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
But let us play Guess the Rating. Because we have a very special return from Rotten Tommies.
Hey.
Rotten Tomatoes are back with their tomatometer. Finally, it's been ages since we've done one. So obviously we always, as always, have the IMDb rating, which has a total of 4,600 votes.
Nice.
So good number to go from there. And then we have both an average tomatometer and an audience score for Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes.
So, let's have your guesses. IMDb, what do you think?
I'm going to go possibly too high at
7.3. 7.3? Okay.
Yeah.
And your audience score for Rotten Tomatoes?
80%.
80%. And your tomatometer?
100%.
Okay, of course. What else could you vote for?
Yeah, I mean.
So we'll save that till last, see if you're right on that one. So IMDb.
Yeah.
You said
7.3.
And you thought that was probably too high.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that you were incorrect on both accounts.
Huh?
It's actually 8.1.
Wow. Wow. That's high.
It's a high score for
quite
a lot of votes as well.
That's really good.
So there you go. Yeah, good score on there. You said 80% for the audience score.
Yeah.
It's 89.
Oh, see, I'm 10 off almost every day.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite a high score there as well. Yeah. You said 100%.
Yeah.
For the average tomatometer. I can tell you that you were, of course, correct.
Hey!
100%. Perfect.
Always get a win at the end of that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's back 100%.
Yeah, of course.
So there you go. Well rated.
Yeah, Yeah, big fandom apparently on this one.
Yeah, big time. So, yeah, it's got a lot to live up to, I guess.
Yeah.
But what's Twitter saying? Is Twitter saying much about Black Dynamite?
There's definitely a lot of fans on Twitter. Not many thorough reviews. Pretty much everything that was supporting it was one sentence. So very brief tweets from the fandom.
Right.
You know, maybe there's just not much more to say other than they like it.
It's going to be a tough episode for us if that's the case.
That's it. Yeah. Nearly done already. So so we've got Speckner328 who says, this is basically in a thread where people are Kanye Westing each other. Not modern Kanye West, by the way. We obviously can't talk about that. But a previous Kanye West of, I think when he interrupted, was it Taylor Swift when she was getting her award to tell everybody that Beyonce actually had the best video of all time.
Right, yeah, so a while ago that was, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. But, you know, still in our memories.
Yeah.
So in a thread of other people quoting stuff and saying that something else was the best, we've got Speckner328 saying, I respect and admire Kelly a lot. Who was the previous tweeter. But the Black Dynamite Christmas special is actually the best Christmas special of all time.
So there you go. I mean, that's a specific Christmas special one as well.
Yeah, yeah, good very point. Much so.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Big fan.
Good review.
Good review, yeah.
Best
yeah.
of all time.
Yeah, if you have to Kanye somebody about it, then that means you're a big fan. That means, you know, you're interrupting whatever... So, yeah. Be like, actually, no, you're wrong. This was it.
This was this the was best. It.
Yeah. Yes. And then, weirdly, next person, Adney West. Not sure if they're any relation. Maybe. Maybe so.
Hopefully not, for their sake.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully not. Apologies if you are. Yeah. they say the Black Dynamite Christmas episode is big aesthetic. That's it. Full stop.
Yeah, that's. I take it that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's like they like the look of it, basically. That's
right.
The,
yeah,
that's the one on that.
Big aesthetic.
Big aesthetic. Yeah. Usually, if aesthetic is spelt with spaces in between it, that's some reference to vaporwave. But it was all next to each other. So,
right.
You know. Yeah. The many trips and falls of internet speech now. And here's another one from Don J. Amaya who says, Black Dynamite was a good-ass cartoon, FRFR. Which is for real, for real.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, just straightforward, good review.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
They like it, yeah.
For real.
For real. Twice. For real, for real. Like, just in case you thought the first for real was, that's just, kind of false.
Yeah.
I feel like they're lying about that.
Like the their for real was for real.
Yeah,
is what he's saying.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. It's like double truth.
Yeah,
which is different to double jeopardy. if you've got a pending court case right now, and you're trying to double truth. That's wrong. You've done it wrong.
Yeah.
Have you got Tomahawk Ward who says the Black Dynamite Christmas special is the best Christmas special of all Christmas specials ever?
Wow. That's really going all out. This is a classic Twitter tweet.
That's the Twitter mode. Yeah,
yeah.
100%.
But, you know, a strong review.
Yeah. And there's a lot to compete with there. There's a lot of Christmas specials.
We've covered many of them.
Yes. We've almost run out of them. Hence why we're on Black Dynamite.
Yeah. When your specials are G.I. Joe and Black Dynamite.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, yeah.
You're looking for gems.
That's it. And then finally, we've got Tika Town who says, Black Dynamite, the dark side on the moon. You really got to see this cartoon.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That's it.
Black Dynamite, the dark side of the dark side on the moon. You really got to see this cartoon.
Yeah. Straightforward.
I feel like there's a real appeal there at the end. Like you really got it. You know, it's on you now. It's on you if you haven't seen it.
You've really got to see this.
Like you are, you've done something, you've made poor choices in your life if you haven't seen it yet.
I can confirm that we have now seen this.
So we're all clear. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. There we go. Okay, so favourable though.
Yeah. All very brief, which sometimes does happen as well. We have seen this on Twitter before where people just like the thing and there's not much more to say other than, you know, this is good.
Thumbs up, let's go.
They've gone on there to be like, I liked it. It was good.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. So like I say, favourable all sounds good. Yeah. Let's dig in. Straight off the bat. Did it take you back to watching that film?
It did a little bit. Yeah, it did actually. I kind of forgotten that I'd enjoyed it, and was like, "Oh yeah, that was quite fun actually. It's quite silly."
Yeah, it did. Obviously, like both of us said, you know, we've only watched it once as well, and it's one of the films where you're like, "Oh yeah, that was really good," and I guess because not everyone talks about it, it's easy to forget if you don't. You know, refresh yourself on it. It's better than you remember, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
And it does, and straight away there's like, oh, this is actually a pretty funny format.
Yeah.
For the concept to move forward.
Yeah, I think it's a really good choice, to be honest. Like there's not too many Adult Swim series based on films, is there, like I can think of. But, I mean, this is a great one for them to pick.
Yeah. It just lends itself, doesn't it? Like the ridiculous concept and the, you know, the blaxploitation kind of...
like the theme of it.
Mockery,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of a good way to do it is in cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, definitely. I mean, they did it a lot in that era as well, you know, with certain shows. You know, we've watched like Globetrotters and...
Yeah.
I know that's not blaxploitation, but, you know... By definition, it is, in a way.
Yeah. You can definitely see those elements, can't you? This is fun, and I think just from the look of it straight away, like that intro, like super lead into like 70s mode and stuff, and I really do quite like the art style that they've chosen to go with it, because it's not just, it doesn't look like a lot of other cartoons out there. Like they've really leaned into sort of like the. There's like heavy shading on pretty much everything, and it kind of looks very comic booky, like in a way. Like there's a graphic style to it at least.
It's got a bit of an anime look to it as well.
Because I think
Cowboy Bebop type.
Yeah.
Look to it.
I'm guessing.
And do you know what else it actually did remind me of a little bit, which I don't know if this is a compliment or not, the Spawn cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, visually. I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Exploitation again.
Yeah, yeah.
Spawn.
yeah, there's actually like an argument for that, I suppose, isn't there? That Spawn itself is black exploitation.
Yeah, yeah. Could be. There's many an essay online, no doubt, yeah. Of that.
There's got to be a version of it. Yeah. You know, Black Dynamite, Spawn.
Yeah.
By now.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought the look was really cool. And then it wasn't just like the intro, because I was like, oh, they've done this quite well. But then that was the whole show. It was like in that style. I was like, oh, wicked. There's quite a lot of effort. Going in, was this the type of Christmas story you were expecting?
No, and I think a big part of that is because you kind of forget, well, I did anyway, like the whole, like who Black Dynamite is, and he is kind of like anti-Christmas, isn't he, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's, you know, no nonsense, hard as nails, you know, very, like, no love to give in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it worked really well, and it was hilarious, and obviously playing on, you know, many of the things we know about Christmas. The whole idea is that, you know, because he started an orphanage.
Yeah.
I won't say what it's actually called. but yeah, so it's him trying to like give the kids a happy Christmas, but in his own way that just doesn't work. And I think just the whole storyline was hilarious as well.
Yeah, it really was not your typical Christmas story at all, I don't think.
No, it's essentially the kids love O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Because of obviously when it's set. Yeah. And he's going to the moon. And then Black Dino ends up going with him to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
To get the kids some moon rocks for Christmas.
Which in itself is just such a stupid concept.
Yeah, that's the concept of the entire episode, and then everything that happens around that is just the most ludicrous nonsense.
Yeah,
you can imagine, and it was good because they did stuff that they obviously couldn't have done in the film.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet still, like, was perfect for that kind of like the genre.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way that doesn't really make sense, I guess, because I don't know how much the films could have done this either.
No.
But it makes sense, doesn't it?
It's why it sort of seems to really work as the cartoon. Like, they can really lean into the madness of it all, really, I think. I think that's kind of what it felt like, was like they'd really just upped the ante on what Black Dynamite was, just turned it all up to 11 or whatever. So, yeah.
And it just had, like, I thought it was just really impressive how, you know, sometimes you watch films that have been made into animated series, and they change it a bit because it is an animated series. So I think a good example of this is Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
So they made an animated series of that. It doesn't really have the same feel as the film.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're kind of, you know, giving it a bit like a touch of Family Guy and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of ruins it. Whereas this felt, it reminded me of the film. Like the humor was spot on.
Yeah, yeah.
Just nonsense. Like, you know, just there's. I think what's interesting about Black Dynamite is there's a large amount of wordplay humor in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you wouldn't expect.
No, like the script is wicked. Like it's really fun to just listen to a lot of the time.
Like, yeah. It's like when he's talking to OJ and he's like, I always said you'd go to the moon for the white man.
Yeah.
To the moon for the white man. That just cracked me up.
It's really clever, like like you, and it's so fast as well that you almost can't keep up with it a lot of the time. Like,
like so many good little bits like that, and obviously visually it's hilarious. Anyway, there's all sorts cracking off that's more obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I think visually as well, like the action was wicked. Like when it went action mode, it just went all in and it was just so over the top madness.
Yeah.
Which kind of, it almost took you out of it because it was just so ridiculous, like how crazy the action was. Like, they were in a football game in there. So Black Dynamite was literally like karate chopping through people for no reason.
It's just like the whole like other team is dead at the end. Yeah,
by the end.
But no one really bats an eyelid.
Yeah, there's no question. It's just like, yeah, that's just what happened.
Like, they are like, it's like the legends of Black Dynamite, isn't it? More than
yeah.
But it's just like, you know, jokes like when he gets to the moon and he's dead angry at O.J. Simpson for abandoning him in the rocket.
Yeah.
So he just throws a rock at Earth.
Yeah.
And you know, like, you know that it's going to somehow end up hitting. Like, because he's Black Dynamite, that's going to end up hitting O.J. at some point. And then it does, like, at the very end.
Yeah, that's what's amazing. Like, he's so tough. Like, he defies physics all the time. Like, the amount of stuff that happens, it's like, that's so stupid, but you don't even question it because it's Black Dynamite, and he's just like, it feels so right for what it is, which I don't think a lot of shows can really, they don't really fit that, they can't really pull that off in the same way, I don't think.
No. Like, it's a great character in it, like,
really. I think it always seems silly when other shows do it, because a lot of the time there'll be kids shows that are trying to push the boundary. So it's always like, that's funny. But this is like, you're almost like, yeah, of course. He just does that. That's the way. And it's almost like world building in a way, in the fact that like, that's just how things are. Like, football teams get chopped in half when Black Dynamite's around. That's just what happens.
And it's like, you want to see it, don't you? Like, that's, you're just waiting for the next. And it's like those, you know, the old Chuck Norris jokes.
That's basically what Black Dynamite.
He's just like the real life version of that.
Mm.
But not real life as well.
He is such a fun character as well, because you can tell he's like, he's trying so hard to be nice, but he's so, his aggression is so built in. It's like the nicest stuff he does is so angry at the same time, and it's just really funny to watch. Like,
horrendously macho.
Yeah,
it's like everything the modern man isn't, in a way. Isn't it? Like, but again, it's like it. That's what makes it so good, is because it really, everything in it, you can laugh at stuff that you can't laugh at, because it's pointing at a time when that was like the height of greatness. And I think that's what makes it so funny.
That's it. And it's doing a lot of stuff where it's like, you know, it's sort of not PC on purpose. And it allows you that breathing room to be like, oh, this is fun. Like, or like, why did we do this? Like, it's sort of like makes an even playing field for the jokes to just go out, and you're like, yeah, this is cool. Might take you, it might be a shock to some people going in straight away, but once you've watched 5 minutes of it, you just kind of get it. It's like, this is the show.
And it's weird, because, you know, like, we've watched things where we've said, like, they, you know, they're too much on purpose, and it kind of ruins it. Whereas this definitely does that, but, you know, it does it well.
Yeah, it pulls it off, doesn't it?
Yeah. So you never feel like, oh, they're just trying to get more, you know, swear words in or whatever. Everything fits and feels right. And this is a prime example of, like, it's not just us moaning about people swearing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works.
Yeah. And a lot of the harsher swear words, I suppose, were bleeped in this as well, which I think always makes it funnier. I don't know why, but it just does. Like, so that just added to it. Like, especially on the times when people had a whole spiel of swear words to say, it just brings out their whole sentence. But you can tell how angry they are.
It done really well, really funny.
I did love as well, like, how they managed to use the OJ thing. I thought that was a really hilarious storyline to go down.
I know, like, well, it's amazing how much they fit in and still made it feel Christmassy.
Yeah.
Like, in the way that, you know, we watched G.I. Joe, and that whole, the whole Christmas theme of it was really crowbarred in.
Yeah, it was bookended.
To a point that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But it was like anyone writing that had never experienced Christmas.
Yeah.
And just had only seen Christmas specials.
It was like an alien concept to the right.
Yeah, like, what would make me sad at Christmas? If other people liked Christmas more than me. Whereas this like, it still felt Christmassy, and the whole, they had, like, it felt like a Christmas special as well, didn't it? Like,
yeah.
Even though it really didn't just play on that.
No. And it wasn't just like generic, you know, like, oh, the reindeers turn up, or there's a Christmas miracle out of nowhere. It's like Black Dynamite's still putting in the graft.
Yeah.
to try and make things happen.
And then it doesn't even end very well for the kids either.
No, not at all. Like, the amount of time that one kid ends up crying, it's hilarious as well. Keeps getting his day ruined by Black Dynamite over and over again.
Yeah, it is. But in a way, he kind of had the right message about it, which was even funnier, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've discussed it enough now. I think we should move on. And another mysterious outcome, I'm sure. Right.
Hey, y'all. This is OJ Simpson wishing you a merry, merry Christmas to you and yours.
Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a 3-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up, Moon Rocks for Christmas.
Hey,
we all want them.
It's what we've always wanted.
Oh, boy. Thumbs down, OJ Simpson.
Hmm.
Pretty easy one there.
Yeah. Ooh.
And shaky middle inclusion of him.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay, so. Thumbs up, thumbs down, shaky middle. Mm. You know how it goes. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Black Dynamite.
Mm.
The Christmas special. I can't remember the name of the episode now.
The Dark Side of the Moon. And the other one.
The Christmas version of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so your thoughts.
Mm, yeah. I mean, first of all, it's cool that it's got two different episode names. You know, most episodes just have one. This one has two. So there you go. And that's cool. I think as a show on its own, really like the look of it. Really, I think the fact that they 100% leaned into what it was and didn't really try and adjust for whatever, it just means that we ended up with a cartoon that was really over the top silly in all the best ways. And just is a great continuation of the Black Dynamite movie, really. And I mean, as far as a Christmas episode goes as well, like this was a space Christmas that outdid the Jetsons Christmas. So, I mean, that says something.
Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot that blast from the
back. Oh, boy. It's a very non-typical Christmas episode, but it does feel Christmassy at the same time. Like, you know, there's definitely some elements in there. Surprise cameo from Santa. It's got some good stuff in, and also it's just so ridiculous. It's so fun all the way through. You've got like all the action of Black Dynamite, the over the top aggression, which just seems funnier every scene that he's in because he's just still irate about something. He just can't seem to drop anything. Like, you can see the anger just slowly building up in his face as things go on. You know, we go to bizarre places. We've got, you know, the orphans like trying to get, you know, have their Christmas redeemed, or, you know, all the way through. And you just don't really know what's going to happen next, especially with, you know, the inclusion of infamous characters from popular culture. You're just not sure where it's going to go. But, you know, Black Dynamite is a character that I think you're always just behind, no matter what he does. He's so fun to watch. And it was really cool to have him do something Christmassy as well, to go up, you know, above and beyond for Christmas. And by that, I mean, literally to the moon. So, yeah, I think as soon as it began, I was in. Loved the way that the writing worked. It was really, really good on the pages. Like, it's such you could almost listen to this as an audio book, I think, and it'd be just as fun. Because the wordplay is crazy. There's just so much to like about it, I think. So for me, I think I'm going to go back and watch some more Black Dynamite, actually. So, it's going to be a thumbs up from me. Yeah. All the way to the moon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. It was much better than I... not than I thought, but really that I wasn't that bothered about watching it going in. And it's like I say, I like the film, but I was a bit like, yeah, you know, that was enough for me. You know, but then this actually reminded me, A, how good the film was, and but B, how good just the whole property of it is. And it was better than I remember as well. Hilarious show. And yeah, like you say, it's definitely worth, feels like it's worth going back and watching some more. I feel like it might actually work better as a cartoon than it even did as a film.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not one for kids. Should probably say that.
Heads up if you haven't figured that out.
But you know, like we said at the start, it's got all sorts going on. But yeah, hilarious program. It really wrings out every laugh it can from it as well. Yeah. Like it's firing on all cylinders as far as comedy is concerned. It's really, you know, visually, you know, in its script, everything about it, like the voice acting, it's all really great. And you know, it's nice to watch a comedy where you can tell they really care about it and
are
really doing their best to make it. And this is just one episode at the end of the day. So like, you know, they've obviously, you'd hope that it carries on in every other episode. But like you say, it also does work as a Christmas like thing. You could watch this every year and have a chuckle. I'm sure you probably pick up new things as well. It's got everything going for it. It's got Christmas on Earth. It's got some weird O.J. Simpson storyline thrown in there. Astronauts. It's got the moon. It's got aliens.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's got Santa.
Yeah.
It's a real Christmas special.
That's it.
And then at the end of the day, Black Dynamite comes out on top.
That's it.
And that's all you kind of, that's all you can ask for. Mm-hmm. It's weird that such a angry character can be so likable as well.
Yeah.
Like really, you shouldn't like him, and really, you don't even know how he's a good guy.
No.
He's like his personality doesn't match his morals, but that also is what makes it so good.
Mm.
So yeah, a thumbs up from me too.
Look at that.
Two thumbs up. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. And I can say, you know, obviously we're halfway through now the festive season, and it's been all thumbs up.
Look at that. What a year this has been.
What a year this has been. This is a rarity.
Yeah.
So hopefully...
No pressure on the next one.
Yeah. but, you know, also heaps of it.
Yeah.
So, yes. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Please feel free to rate and review us. If you want some merchandise, some Toon Jam themed merchandise, you can head to our store, which is bit.ly/ToonJamShop. And otherwise, all that's left to say is once again, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And until next time, you stay jammy. Merry Christmas.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsinis.
Kayla Tsinis. I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.